Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, we have another exciting episode of the Investing Shorts, and I'm so excited to welcome Zach Booth back to the show. Zach, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good. Well, thank you again for coming back on today. I want to ask you, what is your one or two top tips for people to increase their personal freedom in their lives?
Yes, 100%. So excited to share this. So I've had the opportunity to help people get started and make their first $10, $20, $30,000 on a wholesale fee, you know, as a coach. But then I've also had the privilege to take some of those original students that started doing deals and helping them grow and scale their companies and build companies and become leaders and build teams, right? And build million-dollar companies. And throughout this process, I've seen something happening in the self-improvement and self-help. And I think people don't understand the power of a certain concept in the way that they need to, in the way that they should. So it's around goal setting. Everyone knows they need to have goals, but people are embarrassed by their goals or what they want to get out of life because they listen to someone that says, you need to 10X your goals. And we won't say who that is. But I think that is the worst advice you could ever tell someone about their goals, because what you're saying is you need to 10X it. Is your goal is not good enough. Mm-hmm. What you want out of life is not good enough. Mm-hmm. What, you know, you need to do more like me and have a private plane, mm-hmm. right? And people feel insecure about what they're trying to build and what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. I think that people, when they start to evaluate their 10-year, their 5-year, the 1-year goals, I understand that the principle of 10Xing is you should not sell yourself short. And when what you really want is this exact lifestyle and you divide it by 10 because it sounds doable or sounds easy, fair. But I think that so many of my students, when I've started working with them and try and help them create their vision and what they're trying to build, they feel insecure about what they're trying to do. Mm-hmm. But I think it's very important to be okay with what that is. How many hours you want to work? How much time do you spend with your family? You know, it's okay not to have enough money to buy a jet, because having a jet is not going to buy fulfillment, right? I watched Gary Vee and Grant Cardone argue about who works more hours.
Really?
Yeah. Like they sat there and argue about who worked more. Oh, there's no way you work more than me. It's not even possible. You can't work more than me. It's not physically possible. And they're back and forth. And I was like, I was scratching my head because I was like, wait a minute. Like, isn't that what we're not trying to do?
Yeah.
You know, it didn't make sense to me. And that interview is what really pushed me away. And I want people to build their dream lives. And I want to have a dream life. I want to build my dream life. And that's one of the things I want to help people with. And, you know, one of the things, you know, now with that being said, go and build your dream life. Identify what that is. And then one of the things that I've done to continue to work on building my dream life, and that kind of change and alters as I change. And, you know, I never expected or wanted to be a coach. And then I found all this fulfillment when I happened upon it.
Yeah.
And now it's like my life. I love it. And I work too much because I love that business, you know?
Yeah.
But anyways, one of the things that I do as I'm working towards my goals is I have a list of all the things I got to do. Mm-hmm. Right. Of course, I have Google calendars and I have the tasks and the podcasts and stuff I got to show up for. But I always have 2-3 hours a day that I have my dead space to fill out my tasks. Mm-hmm. And I think this is true for most people. And what I have is a list. You know, I actually, some people have it online. I have my list on my table. I like to be able to write it down. If I'm up at night and I can't sleep, I have it next to my bed and I write down little things I got to do the next day. And I go through that list every time I have time and I go, what's going to move the needle the most? Mm-hmm. There's tasks that'll be on there for months and months. And then eventually they'll actually become obsolete. Mm-hmm. Right. But most people with that filler time that they have, instead of focusing on the things that are going to move the needle, they're looking at their emails. They're scrolling through social media because they feel overwhelmed by their list and they're not going to get through it all. So why try? Right? But I found that by focusing on the most important tasks are usually the tasks that we want to do the least. They make us the most uncomfortable. They're things that we don't know how to do. And I found that there will always be something to be done. There will always be more work than we have time to do, especially if we were dedicating time to our spouses and to our children and to, you know, our personal things. And so that's one of the things, one of the habits that's made a huge difference in my life is once I really identify my goal, I have that list.
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, I think that makes so much sense. And I mean, it's just interesting to hear another take because we have a lot of people come on the show and, you know, their favorite book is, you know, the 10X book or whatever. And I mean, I think there's another look at that, right? Like how can you 10X like your goals for your life? Like how much free time do you want to have? Can you 10X that? And yeah, I mean, I just think there is this like work hard, hustle culture that, you know, you really have to evaluate, like, is this why we got into real estate? I thought we got into real estate so that we could have more free time and more exactly. personal freedom, not feel like trapped by this business that we're creating. So a lot of good, excellent points there. And yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, focusing on the things that are going to move the needle the fastest is, I mean, is that something that you work with your students now coaching, is that like one of the major things that you help them figure out?
Sure. I mean, when someone's new and doesn't have any experience in real estate investing, I give them the step-by-step outlines to get their first deal. So all the foundational pieces, your purchase agreements, building your cash buyers list, title companies, then we get into the marketing, exactly what to do, how to find motivated seller leads, how to negotiate and evaluate and get the contract, how to sell it to your cash buyers, right? A through Z. And then I have coaching calls and everything else, and they have access to me. So I do that, but the skill set of doing deals and making $100,000, $500,000, even $1 million, you can hustle really hard to get to that point. But to build a $1 million company that runs without you and all you do is look at your financials a couple hours a week, and you only, like, I literally only work 4 hours a week mm-hmm. in my investment company. Mm-hmm. I spend all my time on podcasts and YouTube and doing coaching because that's where I find fulfillment, right? I thought I was going to retire when I got to where I'm at, but then I found coaching and I'm like, dang it, now I'm working, right? But anyways.
But it's fulfilling and you love it. You love it.
Exactly, right? I feel like I get my cake and I eat it too.
Yeah.
I love it. I have the best life. Anyways, like going from doing deals and hustling and, you know, being in the grind to understanding how to build out systems and have a team and have people and inspire and encourage people, I believe that's a whole different skill set, mm-hmm. right? And usually once my students start finding success, they go, okay, Zach, I want to automate stuff.
Yeah.
How do I do it? How do I hire? How do I train? How do I get people to care about the business as much as I do? Mm-hmm. Right? Because one of the biggest, well, let me say this to the audience, ask yourself these questions. Have you ever said my generation or this generation or that generation can or can't work? Right.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever had those thoughts or feelings? Have you ever thought there's no one that knows how to work anymore? The workforce is yada, yada. You can't hire someone to care about your business as much as you do. If you want to do something right, you have to do it yourself. If you have those thoughts and beliefs, you don't comprehend what it, and understand what it takes to build and automate and build a company that'll run without you. Mm-hmm. You're the roadblock in your business. Mm-hmm. You're the bottleneck. Mm-hmm. Right. And those are some of the things that I teach and help people overcome in scaling and automate the business. I can give someone the steps, the systems, the processes to build and automate a business, but unless they can be a leader and overcome some of those limiting beliefs and put the people in place that'll care as much as you do, you're never going to have a business that runs without you or grows without you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that is a whole nother episode at least. I mean, that's very, very deep and important stuff, right? Because I mean, to be honest, like to scale a business, we need to be able to have a team and to get that team to be as excited and create a company culture or even just like a relationship with whoever it is that you're hiring where they care as much as you. I mean, that's very powerful stuff. So yes, awesome stuff. Thank you so much, Zach, for coming on the show. Please share with the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you want to share.
Fantastic. You guys can find me all over social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, podcast. The podcast is Driving for Dollars Mastery. And then I want to give you guys a free resource. It is the 7 reasons why driving for dollars is the fastest way to make an absolute fortune in real estate. You can go to dfdmastery.com/7free.
Awesome. Well, I certainly hope you guys check out Zach's resources. He has another show on our podcast, where we talk a lot about what he coaches and how he builds his business. And it's totally amazing stuff. So check out his free resources. Thanks again, Zach, for coming on. We'll see you next time.
Of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.